Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good evening. Good afternoon. It's Tony Sincotta live from New York City, and we have a big, big day in the world of daily fantasy sports. And we've got the music playing, we've got everybody ripping and raring to go. And I'm all fired up. And the snow is falling in New York City, and it continues to fall. And yet, it's spring. First day of spring. Can you believe it? There it is, the soundtrack of DailyRoto.com. What could be better than the soundtrack of DailyRoto.com? I don't know much. But I know the soundtrack of DailyRoto.com is a fine, fine event. I'm in my hotel room, getting ready for a big day, and of course bringing you some of the information you need to get started in tonight's episode of NBA DFS as the season winds down in the National Basketball Association. In fact, over at DraftKings this weekend was the live final, live from San Diego, and congratulations to all the winners that went out to San Diego to take a shot at the $1 million first prize. And Parnassaurus was the guy that won it with a 310. He had a lineup of Patrick Beverly, who was owned by 8% of the participants, and he delivered a 45.75. Then James Harden, as the whole Houston Rockets backcourt was in play, or Harden Nelly, 60.75. And then Michael Beasley, also lining up the Houston Rockets, 27 fantasy points for Beasley on this young night. And then Dirk Nowitzki delivered a 48.75. I'm never a big Dirk lover, so that was a nice call. Bismack Biyombo also in the lineup at 24.75. CJ McCollum, 43.75 in the contest against the New Orleans Pelicans. And then Draymond Green with 35 points in that contest. And Enes Kanter rounded it out with 24.25. And a 310 was enough to win $1 million playing fantasy basketball at DraftKings. The rest of the top 10 went like this. Under Jones put up a 301.5, nailing $400,000. A.E. Jones at 299, nailed 175,000, as there was a tie for third place, with B.K. Bond 21, also with a 299, and also 175,000. Royal Mania, $85,000 for his fifth place finish. Another tie here as Empire Maker 2 also took home $85,000. Then we had a 295, and we had Big Games Ames at 295, $50,000. And Willie Walls, 294.25, $50,000 in that one. And Asani finished out with the ninth place tie with both his teams in there at $40,000 apiece with a 291.75. And, of course, everybody reported another great time, another first-class event by DraftKings out in San Diego, California. We say it time and time again. These live finals are great, but just don't go insane trying to get into these and chase these down and go broke before you get there. It's nice. It was to happen. Things work. So congratulations to all the winners, and congratulations to DraftKings for another outstanding episode of a live final, live event in the daily fantasy sports industry. You know, it's interesting. I'm out in New York for a season-long fantasy sports. It was Todd Ward, the fantasy baseball expert leagues that play out here, and all the best names in the business were out here. A couple of DFS guys were out here that, you know, have jobs also, and play a little baseball on the side. Derek Carr, he was a guy interviewed on Sunday morning Sirius XM Fantasy Sports Radio show. It's funny, with the season-long entries, I asked Derek Carr, it was the last question I asked him, was if you were to choke on a bagel, who would you like to take over your team if you were passed away? Like, do you ever think about that? If you're playing in the season-long league, there's a chance somebody could not make the season and die. What do you do then? You got to have a contingency plan because we don't want any dead teams in the world of season-long league. So make sure you guys talk it over and have a plan in place just in case somebody dies. It's better to be over-prepared than under-prepared. It's Tony Ciccotti, listening to the Daily Roto Podcast. And, of course, we've got a big Monday night in the NBA with the Detroit Nuggets taking on the Cleveland Cavaliers. This should be a smoke show for the Cleveland Cavaliers. But you never know what Cavaliers team shows up. It's a 214 total. Denver is so poor defensively. The Cavs are 11-point favorite in this contest. So you definitely can get away tonight. And here's LeBron. I don't know if it's going to be a blowout situation, but I would expect him to get 32 minutes regardless into this contest. Denver's 16 in the league against small fours. They struggle against two guards, which doesn't really come into play for the Cleveland Cavaliers, but they also struggle with power forwards, and it's a great matchup for Kevin Love into that contest. From the Denver side of things, Cleveland, good defense. You skip that part. You move on to the next game and see how we go from there. Well, we have the Philadelphia 76ers taking on the Indiana Pacers. Now, this is the one you have to worry about a blowout with. Indiana Pacers being a 15.5-point favorite, 208.5. That would immediately rule Paul George out for me because he has a great matchup. But it's the end of the season. Playoffs are coming up. And this game could be blowout. It would be a nice chance to get Paul George some rest in this contest. I'll be interested to see how they choose to go about it. And Philadelphia is 27th in the league against point guards. They're 28th against small forwards. They're 28th against power forwards and 30th against centers. Miles Turner, of course, is a guy whose price has fallen. And I think he could come into play because he'll get some playing time with the first and second unit as they get him reps to develop his game. You could go ahead and you could take a shot on that one. From the Philadelphia side of things, unless there's an injury, which we've seen a lot with Philadelphia 76ers as of late, and then someone gets a playing time, because you're looking at any other Pacers team that plays a slow pace, pretty good defensively, there's no outstanding matchup there. But Miles Turner, Ian Mahini, if you want to save some money, those guys could be possible plays for you tonight. It's the Daily Roto Podcast, Tony Ciccotti, DFS Hoops for Monday night, March 21st, as you prepare for the upcoming season. The San Antonio Spurs and the Charlotte Hornets, 199.5 total. All right, I got to fess up. I got to make this like confession. So, Saturday night, I only played one entry because I've been out here doing everything. In fact, Thursday, I think I didn't play, which is crazy. First time I hadn't played in so long. I did play golf that day, but I didn't play basketball. And I said, you know what? I'm going to go contrarian tonight. And when the hell else could you ever go contrarian using the Golden State Warriors and the San Antonio Spurs? It was a low total for a Golden State game. So I said, you know what, I loaded up on that game. And you know how it worked. It didn't work at all. There's a chance. Always I tell people, there's a difference between contrarian plays and absolutely stupid plays. And that one was absolutely stupid. But every once in a while, I feel like you're bigger than the game. You decide, oh, this is going to be a move nobody else has, and I got the best players in the world. Yeah, baby. And it wasn't good. It wasn't good how it worked out. So sometimes you gotta reel it in. You got to reel it in and get it done. So tonight in this contest, this is a game that I will not use in tonight's action. We're talking about a 199 total. We have games with a total of 231. We have a couple 219s. We'll skip this game tonight. The Milwaukee Bucks, Detroit 205.5 total in this one. The Bucks and the Pistons going at it. This is like a big rivalry. Now, there are big rivalries anymore in sports. That's the sad part. The Detroit Pistons in this one against Milwaukee. It's not a great matchup on paper for Giannis and Antetokounmpo. It's not a great matchup for Chris Middleton. They've been playing so well. If you want to pay the price, I'm never going to tell you not to, but it's not a great matchup for either of these players. When you look at the things, it's the Milwaukee side defensively. They're 24th in the league at shooting guards, and they're 24th against small forwards. So not Detroit's wheelhouse, but also a good matchup for Drummond. They're 22nd in the league at the center position against Milwaukee, and Drummond and Monroe matchup there. You can take advantage. It's Tony Sakata. You listen to the Daily Roto podcast as you get ready for a big night in the world of DFS hoops. And, of course, you can hear me on Sirius XM Fantasy Sports Radio all this week from 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern. Thursday night, for all you people in the season-long leagues, I'll be playing in the NFBC auction, where it's a high-stakes auction. We have $1,300 entry fee. I'll be taking on the likes of Nando DeFino, Daily Roto's own Mike Leone, ready to go. I hope he's fired up. I hope he's here getting it done. I hope he's not a guy that's going to say it snowed in New York on Monday so I couldn't make it in and be one of those guys. Leone, you better be ready. You better prepare. I want to take you down. I want to hear excuses. The Washington Wizards and the Atlanta Hawks, a 206 total in this one. The Wizards and the Hawks. You know, the Wizards, it's amazing how bad they've been this year from a basketball perspective and how they're so poor. But they've had injuries. It's amazing with that team. And they're fun to watch, but jeez, win some games. You got to win some games in this one. It's a good matchup if you want to go cheap on Kent Bazemore. I love him in this matchup. The Washington Wizards are 28th in the league, defending the small forward position. You could also take your pick. I use Jeff Teague tonight in this one against Johnny Wall and go from there. Atlanta is a weird team because over the last couple of years they've been very good defensively, but it really hasn't trailed this year. Al Horford, really tough against the center. Martian Gortat is a guy you could go and play tonight. And also, if Bradley Beal is able to get the start and he's cheap on the site to play at, I think he has an opportunity to put up some points. As long as you don't hear anything concerning minutes restrictions, that's why you need the Daily Roto Premium package so they can do all the work to make sure they can find out whether guys are on minutes restrictions and how they're playing on that game's nights and that game's slates. And they absolutely get you ready and prepared at the highest levels. The Golden State Warriors coming off a loss. They're 62-7. They've got to go on a run here to crush that 70 wins. It's going to be tough going forward for the Golden State Warriors. They take on the Minnesota Timberwolves in a game where on the road, Golden State's 11.5-point favorite and 231 in this contest. This will be a fun game to watch, too. I like watching Minnesota. Golden State Warriors against them, amazing. Minnesota, 18th in the league against point guards, 22nd against shooting guards, 19th against small forwards, pretty good against the front court. So you got Curry, you got Klay Thompson and Harrison Barnes that you can use in this contest tonight for the Golden State Warriors side, and they definitely play in that contest. And from the Timberwolves side, I think Zach LaVine is going to have a tough night with Klay Thompson. But Ricky Rubio against Stephen Curry gives you a cheap option in an up-tempo game. I think you have an opportunity there, and I don't think it'll be well-owned. Also, in a show with Andrew Bogut, what's going on there, Kyle Anthony Towns will come into play tonight and have a great matchup into that one. You listen to the Daily Roto podcast. Tony Sakata here, getting ready for the March. I think it's the 21st. It's spring. It's damn snowing out here in New York. What the heck is going on? Global warming is not occurring today. I don't know how you guys feel about global warming. I don't know how I feel about global warming. Let's all get snuggle. I like people that snuggle. Like the dude's like, hey, like you're on an online dating site. I like to snuggle. Like women might think it's sensitive at my work. But like but guys in Daily Fantasy can look at you like, dude, there's a guy that snuggles. I don't know. I don't know what to say. To snuggle or not to snuggle, that is the question. I have no idea. I have no idea who snuggles, who doesn't snuggle, does it pay off? I mean, if you're doing a little snuggling to get a little, you know, something, I guess. I have no idea. It'll be interesting to see how that works out. Sacramento Kings, Chicago Bulls go at it tonight. Of course, Rajon Rondo defensively not getting it done. Derrick Rose, if he's healthy, if playing, is a great play. Jimmy Butler is one of the guys where there has to be some risk associated with the game using him, because of a knee injury. You got to worry about the minutes, get this work, see what's going on. But he's got a great matchup tonight, so he is playable in that one. Taj Gibson, Bobby Portis, we can figure out who to play in that one. Those guys will put up some big numbers as well in that contest because Sacramento lacks defensively. But Chicago Bulls, this ain't Tom Thibodeau's Chicago Bulls. These aren't the defensive geniuses. No, no, no. Rajon Rondo actually has a good matchup because Derrick Rose doesn't cover anybody very well. Rudy Gay and DeMarcus Cousins also come into play in this contest. And if there's any injury on the Sacramento side and opens up playing time, you'll be able to get Darren Collison in, someone like that. He'll have a big matchup as well in this contest. And so is Collins, the Daily Roto podcast, the final game on the evening, the Memphis Grizzlies, Phoenix Suns. Remember, Phoenix doesn't cover the backcourt well. So whoever gets the start in this Memphis Grizzlies uniform, and every night's a big guest, so you're going to have to get the Daily Roto premium updates because it's a late game or 10 o'clock game tonight. In the backcourt, with Lance Stephenson starts, it's a huge, huge game for him. He's, the price has escalated, but it'll still be worth the price of admission tonight in this contest. Torrey Allen is going to be a guy who can get him cheap tonight and he'll have a good matchup against the Phoenix Suns, so he can go there. Now, the Memphis Grizzlies side of things against the Phoenix Suns, you can go, and we just don't know who's going to play in that contest, but Alex Len looks like he'll have an opportunity for another matchup. Also like the backcourt in Phoenix tonight, but make sure we see who's starting. It's Tony Sicada. It was the Daily Roto podcast live from New York City. And things are happening out here. The whole world's a buzz. It's spring, yet it's snowing. And I have no idea what to do. I'm up in New York. I'm a Florida guy now. I left my roots in Boston because I didn't like this crap. But hey, you see how it works out, see how it plays out. And yeah, we need to get it started. It won't be a little bit of a week. Congratulations, Tony.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.